Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Lee, this transcript's unbelievable. I'm having some problems with the audio this morning.
Okay.
This transcript's unbelievable. As these reporters, I've got part of it. Ask about Joe Biden. I mean, that bizarre incident caught. The whole world saw that.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden says, Jackie, are you here? Let's turn the audio on so I can play. Jackie died last month in an extremely highly publicized car accident. This was not a small news story, okay?
No, it was not.
She died with a member of her staff. She had the funeral in Washington for the staff member. That was last week.
I think it was two staff members that were killed along with her.
Yes, it was two. One of them, I think they had the funeral for in D.C. last week. This was a big deal. And Biden seemed unaware, which means one of two things. It's either dementia, he forgot, or he is so unplugged in to the most basic of current events that he really shouldn't be running a country. Those are your only two options. You could pick one or the other. I don't know which it was. But here's Joe Biden. And here's the remarkable thing about this. You got to set this up. Jackie Walorski, one of her passion issues was hunger, and she'd done a lot of work, right? So they had just literally, as Joe Biden is standing there waiting to speak, run a video honoring Jackie Walorski. She was a Republican congressman. Honoring her for her work because she died, okay? And the video makes that very clear. Like, the whole thing is explained in the video. He's standing there waiting to speak. He then steps up to the podium, says some words on hunger because it's the event that they're having, and then starts looking for the dead woman in the crowd.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Where's Jackie? Jackie? Where's Jackie? Again, she died in a car accident in August. Okay, so here's from the transcript. Reporters wouldn't let this go.
As they shouldn't.
No. And at first, cringe Jean-Pierre, the spokesperson, tries to say, well, you know, she was just top of mind for him. Okay, well, that doesn't explain him looking for her in the room. So the reporters don't buy that. One of them says, is from the transcript, sorry, I have to do this, but I'm compelled to ask. Look at how they apologize for asking an actual question.
Exactly.
This is a bizarre country we live in. Sorry, I have to do this, but I'm compelled to ask you to go one more time back to the question of Representative Walorski. So Jean-Pierre says, I'm not sure. Why? Why? And the reporter says the memory of her in history requires some clarity. And Jean-Pierre says, you're jumping to conclusions. So then he's asked by Philip Wegman in the White House press corps, does the president believe that his reference to late Jackie Walorski, does he believe that he handled that reference appropriately? And then he gets more 1984 out of Karine Jean-Pierre. This is a remarkable legacy she had, and we are simply honoring that. No, you're not. You're not honoring her legacy when you're looking for her in the crowd because you don't seem to realize she's dead. She died tragically.
And you just played a video.
Right.
Memorializing her on her death.
Right in front of the president, which she obviously did not or could not tune into.
Yeah.
Somehow, right? He's in the rooms. I mean, it's hard to explain, you know? If he'd forgotten she was dead, that was the time to remember. Then another reporter follows up and says, listen, I have John Lennon top of mind just about every day, but I'm not looking around for him anywhere.
Gosh.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Here's John Pierre's response. When you sign a bill for John Lennon as president, we can have that conversation.
What?
Wow. Man, if this is the point, I'd be resigning to spend time with my family. I wouldn't beclown myself like this if I were her. There's no way anyone, not Jen Psaki, not the best spokesperson in the world, can stand up there and not look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Not look cringe.
This is irredeemable. Yeah.
Look, you know, and see, this gives it a new light that she did, a new life that she did this. Just say, hey, listen, the president has a lot on his mind right now with everything going on, Hurricane Russia, and sometimes things slip his mind. But he has an appointment with the family on Friday where he wants to honor them. So obviously he cares about the congresswoman, and we regret the error. That's what you do. You kill it in the crib, and then you go on.
Yeah.
But she couldn't even do that. And you know why? The media has made them lazy.
Yeah.
They are very much used to Lee giving the talking points, the lie, whatever it is, whatever it's been supposed to be, the fact checkers in the media, and just expecting like drones at the media, like zombies, will repeat them. It is making them lazy. They are not even doing the most basic parts of communication and governing.
This is not an individual isolated incident either. Mm-mm. This is a long litany of very similar situations where the president walks from a podium, turns around to shake hands with the air, where he makes, you know, appears to not know where he is headed when he comes off a stage, where you have shots of him holding cue cards. You sit down in your chair. You speak about them printed in large print, having pictures of photos of reporters to call on and what to ask them about or what they're going to ask you about. All of this goes to the whole situation where, had this been a Republican president or Trump, the immediate call for the 25th Amendment would be coming out, that this is a national security situation.
It should be.
Well, it is. It quite honestly is. And we are in complete denial of this. And even Republicans are in complete denial. Joe Biden should be removed from office. Now, unfortunately, that would mean Kamala Harris. But at any rate, you know, this poor gentleman is completely devoid of anything being in the moment. I mean, we have a figurehead as the chief executive and commander in chief of the U.S. military right now, who is simply being manipulated by staff, being told what to say, when to say it, where to say it. But unfortunately, he goes off the script, off the teleprompter, and goes into these cringeworthy moments where it just proves to our allies and our enemies that we do not have a cognizant chief executive. This is a national security risk.
And then, can you imagine if Kayleigh McEnany, if Trump had done this, and Kayleigh McEnany came out and gaslit the media like this?
You know what? The White House press corps would refuse to go to a White House press event. They would say, you're illegitimate. You're not representing. You're lying to us. You stand up here and say anything that he says, you're lying to us. We're not going to show up anymore. What's the point? And quite honestly, that's probably what should happen right now about any further White House press events. What's the point?
And you can hear them just blow up after she lies to them. I have that part of it. The mainstream media is happy to be lied to. They're happy to repeat lies. But this was a step just too far even for them. It was an insult for her to just essentially deny reality. Well, we just were honoring her. No, you were looking for her in the crowd. Yeah. He was confused. She's dead. She died tragically. So here's the chaos erupting. You could kind of hear the reporters going, and one of them, I mean, I can't believe this was actually said by someone in the White House press corps. Look, the American people are watching this. They see this repeatedly. You're going to have to explain it sometime.
Go ahead.
Do you hear that? These moments of confusion are happening with increasing frequency. The American people are watching this. Yeah. You're going to have to, and then it trails off. Yeah, yes. I mean, Americans, forget Americans. Our enemies are watching
this. And I'm more concerned about that. I'm more concerned about that because we are in a very perilous situation right now, whether it is Russia, whether it is China, whether it is Iran, whether it is North Korea. We could very easily have this being perceived as a time of weakness and a lack of direction.
Well, especially when Joe Biden continues to assure China that our military will defend.
And see, that's where I was going next with
this. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just fixing to say, remember when the military talked about, you know, how they were concerned about Trump? And that, you know, you had, who was it, Milley that was trying to get people to pledge allegiance to him?
Oh, they did. He did get them.
Yeah,
he got the military to pledge allegiance to him
after
committing treason by going behind Trump's back and telling China.
I've got to wonder if we've got something like that going on now, that the military is quietly saying, don't worry, he's not in control. He doesn't have the football. He doesn't have the codes. We've got this under control. We're in control here now with the White House, like was it Alexander Haig said during the Reagan assassination attempt.
Yeah. It's the whole thing is a mess.
Yeah.
And then on top of all of it, it gets scarier every single day. You've got Jacinda Ardern. This is something we've never seen before. This is another one of those, things in history. You look back, leader of a free nation, okay? A Western, supposedly free nation of New Zealand, a Western leader, saying she believes free speech is a weapon of war. And it needs to be taken out.
Now, there's a threat to democracy.
Yeah. We don't have a democracy, thank God. But if we did, it would be a threat to, yes.
Or is it a democracy there? But anyway.
She compared free speech online to a weapon of war at a speech to the UN.
Stunning.
Yeah. We're going to talk some more about that coming up because it is truly terrifying. This is our elites telling us where they're going. This is not me trying to scare you. I'm just repeating what they're saying. Because the people they have censored and are censoring are right. And they've been right. And that's the scariest part of all.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.